What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Got my caffeine. Got my new little t-shirt. Check it out. Money never sleeps. I sleep, fortunately, but money never sleeps. Before I get started, hit that subscribe button if you're on YouTube in that bottom right-hand corner. For the first time, I'm also streaming live on my TikTok account, and this video also will be pre-recorded for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other platforms as well. And pretty soon in the near future, we'll start going live all the time and whatnot. So once again, hit that subscribe button in that right-hand corner if you're on YouTube, Facebook, hit that like. Instagram follow. Also check out the podcast, the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, Slacker, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and so on. Google Paul Pickett Podcast. You see it in the background. Paul Pickett Podcast. First, I'm going to get in some NFL. We got Alex Smith got released from the Washington Redskins, which, of course, we knew that was going to happen because, you know, Alex Smith did come out recently and say he felt like Washington didn't even want him to be there. Like, they felt like he was a burden and whatnot, you know. Like, I don't know if a lot of people know, but Alex Smith had a leg injury that he had to get, I could be wrong, but I want to say like 16 surgeries on his leg. I know it's a lot. It's a lot. I want to say it's like 12 to 16 surgeries on his leg. He almost lost his leg. And they say he almost died too. And it's like the comeback story of the century for sports. You know, it's like, you know, like very gruesome injury. Some dudes don't never come. Bo Jackson never really came back from his injuries, you know. And so the Redskins have moved on from him. I don't know who they're going with. Does Alex Smith land somewhere as a starter or backup? Maybe. I'm thinking. I'm almost thinking if Carolina can't get Deshaun Watson, and since there's rumors that the 49ers are already talking about going after Bridgewater, I don't know as a backup or what, because he's been injury prone. Like, Alex Smith and the Panthers might make sense for right now, you know, just for 1 year. And, of course, maybe the Patriots. Alex Smith was 5-1 last year, you know. He had a decent year. Maybe the Patriots. I don't know. We'll see. But he might get a landing spot. And that, you know, I'm pretty sure he wants to continue playing it. He would have came back if he didn't. J.J. Watt to the Arizona Cardinals. Nobody saw that coming. You know what's crazy? Somebody should have saw it coming because of the Hopkins tweet like a month back where he said, let's finish what we started. I think everybody just downplayed it, overlooked it, didn't really put any life into it, didn't even really think it was really an option. And maybe that's because, you know, a lot of people thought he wanted to go to a team that was more in a win-now situation, but that wasn't really the case. He wanted guaranteed money and a team that was pretty decent, it seems like. I mean, Arizona's, you know, to come up, Kyler Murray's about to be, you know, a year older. He's already been in the league 2 years. That's it, you know. Him and DeAndre Hopkins, got it down packed more. They could use a better running game, you know, whatnot. They needed to beef up the defense, you know. But, yeah, like a more experienced Kyler Murray, we'll see what happens, man. But J.J. Watt, Arizona, 15, what's he get? 15, half a million a year, two-year deal. You know, definitely about guaranteed money and going to a decent squad, you know what I'm saying? The Bears go with Foles. I'm about to talk. I got to put this paper down for a second. I got to sip my caffeine. I got to talk about this for a minute. The very first team that I was ever a fan of was the 1985 Bears of any sport. Any sport. 1985 Bears. I mean, I didn't know dominance like the 1985 Bears. As long as I've been living, about to be 42, I have never known the Bears to have a elite quarterback. I don't even know that I could say they had a legit Pro Bowl quarterback. They might have had a quarterback make the Pro Bowl, but I said legit Pro Bowl quarterback. You know, like they've never had a legit quarterback, a legit Pro Bowl quarterback. Never, man. Never. I mean, I can't even name half the guys they've had. You know, like, I think they had Donovan McNabb or the later tail of his career. It might have been the best quarterback to ever wear a Bears jersey. But it was the later, you know, we needed him like when he was with the Eagles and going to the Super Bowl. You know, like, we've never had a legit quarterback at the Bears. The Bears. I mean, like, Jim McMahon, I mean, you know, he was, hey, come on, man. He was like Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson for the Bucks. I mean, that's the category he's in. You know, he's like in the category of like worst quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl. He's in that category. I mean, the Bears, man, come on, man. Y'all got to try to get a legit quarterback. One, I mean, y'all passed up Deshaun Watson for Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, I'm a Tar Heel fan, but I've never, when it comes to Tar Heel football, quarterbacks, I mean, come on, man. We talking about defensive players, maybe. LT, you know, defensive player. But come on, man. Quarterbacks from, why would you take a Tar Heel quarterback that didn't really do nothing, carry his team nowhere, over a guy who won a college championship? I don't get this, man. What else we got? Football. Let me flip over. We got look out for Stephon Gilmore, Odell Beckham, and Von Miller to possibly be traded. I'm sure a lot of teams could use Stephon Gilmore. He's past his prime, but his experience, leadership, it definitely could help a contender, especially one who needs a cornerback. Odell Beckham, I'm hearing a lot of talks about that because they say the Browns were better without him. And, yeah, we don't need Odell coming back and Baker having to worry about keeping Odell happy. You know, that's the thing about the NFL. Like, look how the Bucs won their championship. Mike Evans didn't hardly get any catches in the Super Bowl. Chris Godwin didn't hardly get any catches in the Super Bowl. They're top two receivers. They didn't score neither one receiver. No touchdowns. It was old man Rob Gronkowski. It was AB who was almost out the league for life. And it was Leonard Fournette who got cut from Jacksonville and was just drafted number 5, you know, some few years back. You know, so the top two receivers didn't even, you know, score a touchdown and get no passes. And they were celebrating just as hard as everybody else. And I heard, you know, like when they brought in AB that they were saying, hey, if you think it's going to help us win, we're with it. And we'll make sure he gets some catches. We'll sacrifice. You know, is Odell willing to sacrifice when he comes back for the greater good? I don't know, man. Some of these guys, just they all about getting their numbers. You know, they not about the benefit of the team. What really is better for the team, you know, sacrificing for the team. So I could see Odell get moved. And I could see, you know, a few teams going after him. I could see, like, you know, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Russell Wilson definitely wants him. Aaron Rodgers wants him. Tom Brady wants him. There's some dudes that want him. You know, I can see a few places. I mean, imagine if he went to Buffalo on the other side of Stephon Diggs. You know, I'm pretty sure Chargers need another receiver. I mean, there's a lot of teams that could use an Odell Beckham. Von Miller. Where could I see Von Miller going? I mean, that's another thing. Like, all these guys are guys that they, you know, it's really up to them if they want the money or if they, like, Von Miller's already got his championship. He's got his ship. But does he want to win another one? I mean, winners always want to win. Von Miller could definitely go to a team and, you know, help them out, especially if they got cap space. So be on the lookout for that. Last football talk. I think this is my last football talk. Let me see. Last football talk I want to get into. I didn't know much about him, but Irv Cross, first black sports analyst. He died at 81. When you're the first of anything, I know that's like a monumental thing, especially when you're talking about, you know, African Americans being the first of anything, you know, and the way the racial climate is and you know, racism is, you know, there's definitely a lot of people out there that are racism that don't, you know, they don't want to hire black people, think they're less educated or think they're just criminals and stuff like that. That's truly a false narrative. You know, I watch a lot of guys like Dr. Claude Anderson, very well-educated man. Dr. Cornell West, very well-educated. Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of my favorite guys to watch. Astrophysicist. Very, you know, this is, you know, we got to stop putting out this false narrative that any one race is smarter than another. There's, you know, highly well-educated people in both races. You know, there's geniuses in both races. In all races. Well, I'm talking about both races. You know, I guess I'm both races because the racial issues are always a black and white thing. You know, it's not, we don't forget it's the human race, the animal race, reptile race, stuff like that, you know. But shouts out to, you know, Irv Cross, who was the first sports analyst when he did his thing. And, you know, rest in peace to him, man, 81 years old. I mean, that's two times my lifetime. I hope to live that long, you know, and he was the first to really pave the way. Somebody's got to be the first to do something. It doesn't matter if it's non-race related, you know, somebody's always got to be the first one to do something to break through. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like MySpace was the first, like, really social networking platform that really blew up for other platforms to come through. And MySpace really opened up a lot of doors for me. All right, so let's get into my Hawks fired Lloyd Pierce. And I'm looking for Nate McMillan to be interim coach. Now, Nate McMillan being a loyal guy that he is and being that he was an assistant coach to Lloyd Pierce, I'm hearing that he's trying to talk that over with Lloyd Pierce before he just, you know, goes along with it and whatnot. You know, just make sure he's cool with it. You just don't want to be disloyal. Let me get some crack caffeine. Those get a little dry here. Also, you know, take a second to hit that subscribe button in that bottom right-hand corner. And if you're on Facebook, hit that like. Instagram, hit that follow. And if you're watching this on TikTok, please hit that follow. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start going live with this podcast, mainly on TikTok first. Won't be able to really interact because it's a podcast. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be in front of the mic, do my thing. But, the Hawks definitely had to fire Lloyd Pierce. There's a lot of people upset about it, but, man, the Hawks made a lot of moves in all season. I thought the Hawks made probably the most moves, you know, because they ended up getting Bogdanovich that the Bucks couldn't get because they kind of, you know, hedged their bets a little too early. And then they ended up getting Gallinari, and then they ended up getting Rondo and Chris Dunn. I mean, that's four real good pickups to a young, Atlanta Hawks squad team. And I expected definitely a lot more out of the Atlanta Hawks this year, you know. So they got to – they definitely – I think Nate McMillan can get them going in the right direction. I saw a segment, top five to start the NBA franchise right now. And when I get into this, I don't want to, like – we're leaving out all the cats that have been in the league like 10 years or more. Like, cats that only been in the league like, you know, a few years. And, you know, must, some people like start five and move on to number one. I'm going to start my number one, top five to start an NBA franchise today. I'm going to go with Luka Doncic. Second year in the league, he had his team in the playoffs. And if, you know, if KP, you know, Porzingis, if Porzingis actually is like healthy, they possibly beat the Clippers, because the Clippers folded anyways to the Nuggets 3-1. Like, Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis, like, we had a healthy Kristaps Porzingis, you definitely could have got to that next round. And they're off to a slow start this year, but they did get rid of – they did lose Seth Curry and traded him for, I want to say, Jason Richardson. Not Jason Richardson, but Richardson. But I don't know if it's a it was a good move. They really should have kept Seth Curry. Seth Curry's balling out, but I believe in Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic makes everybody around him better. Number two, Zion Williamson. I mean, Zion Williamson, what can I say, man? When I first started watching Zion, he's probably the first player I've seen hyped up since LeBron. Because nowadays, like, you don't need ESPN to hype him up no more. Like, the internet does that by themselves. Like, he was already probably popping on all his social media followings, you know, like LaMelo and whatnot. Like, these dudes come in with popping followings nowadays because, you know, they're out there all over YouTube sensations. Zion Williamson, I mean, like, I didn't know he was going to be in college. I knew he was – I was excited to see he was going to be in college because his athletic ability. He dominated a way in college that he didn't dominate in high school. I mean, in high school, he was, like, bringing up the ball. Just you just really see a lot of dunks, and that's really it. In college, it was like – offensive rebounding, putbacks, dunks, very efficient, dominant, down low basketball, like Charles Barkley-ish, you know, early Kevin Love-like, you know, all the offensive rebounds, just the high rebounding numbers. Then he went to the pros, and it's a little different. It's a lot of efficiency. Layups, dunks, not so much the rebounding, and now they put him in his facilitate role. I mean, he's just the most efficient player I've seen in a long time. He's just super smart. I've seen, you know, 42, about to be 42 years old, I've seen a lot of dudes come in this league and do things that they shouldn't be doing, like taking shots they should be taking, you know. Like, what are you doing? Like, big men's trying to shoot threes, you know, that can't shoot threes. Just see a lot of things that I know I shouldn't be seeing in this league and whatnot. He's very efficient. Number three, Nikola Jokic. Joker, man. What can I say, man? Big man that can get the offense, get the rebound, take it all the way up, and facilitate. You know what I'm saying? Can pass it off on the fast break. You know, or take it all away or whatever. My number four is Ja Morant. Young, athletic, smart player. I mean, like, he's already had his team compete in both years that he's been there. They almost made the playoffs last year. Might could make the playoffs this year. I mean, they're playing real good competitive basketball, a real good young team. Last but not least, well, no, let me get into this. Let me take a break for a second. I got to check something, see if my food's here, and I'm coming right back. All right, we back. Hit that subscribe button in the right-hand corner, bottom right-hand corner. Still live on TikTok. I had to see my DoorDash is on the way. You know, I got the Firehouse subs coming on the way. I love my Firehouse subs. It's the bomb. Best subs on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. This dude like Zlatan Ibrahimovic calls out LeBron James about speaking on politics. When I was coming up, man, I didn't really care about politics. I've only voted one time in my life, and it was for Barack Obama. And when I, you know, I hear a lot of black people, African Americans, would say they didn't feel like he did much for black people. I watched a video the other day where Aries Spears compared him to Jackie Robinson. And the more I thought about it, I get where he was going. Like, Jackie Robinson was the first African-American pro athlete. And being a Tar Heel fan, I do know that Dean Smith was the first white coach in Division I basketball that had the kahunas. It didn't care what anybody thought to bring a African American to Division I, Charlie Scott. And, you know, I've always thought that as a big deal. You know, it's a big part of why I love Tar Heels basketball. So, like, Jackie had to be the first to really open up the doors for many. And that, and Dean Smith had to be the first to, you know, bring one in division, bring African American in Division One, so many more could come through, you know. And that's kind of how I guess he was trying to say Brock is. Like, Brock had to be that first African American. So when that second guy comes through, the third or fourth, they can get more done. You know, like the first guy that opens up the door, Jackie Robinson can only do but so much. Jackie Robinson's job was to be the first. And Jackie Robinson, I watched a movie, I don't know how true it is, but Jackie Robinson had the door a lot. Like in the movie, you know, the owner came to him and which was played by Harrison Ford, was like, you know, I want you to, can you be the one to turn your cheek? Can you just endure it? You know, because if you don't, then you're just going to give them like the ammunition to say, I told you so, you know, because they always throw this false narrative about African-Americans, like they're just all criminals and they're like, they're dumb, they're not smart, you know, like they don't have African-American geniuses. You know, like there's not scholars that are African American, you know, astrophysicists and all types of well educated, you know, people. You know what I'm saying? This narrative is just, it's so false. So, like, you have to, like, break through that narrative by showing them the narrative is not true. Because if you, you know, like, Jackie Robinson was to just give in to all these people with their racial slurs, the white man would have won. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know it's got to be hard to turn the other cheek. I couldn't do it. I don't believe in bowing or kneeling to no man. I don't believe in kings or queens. It's got to be a hard thing to do. But somebody has to be the first to endure, you know, to endure this, to break through, you know, to kick down the barriers in the door, you know. So, yeah, man, you know, like, this idea LeBron should not be speaking on politics. Like, anybody who has a voice and has a platform and knows anything about politics can speak on politics. And I guess what I was saying when I was you know, babbling about Obama, me voting for Obama and stuff, is I never really cared about politics, and I care about politics a lot more nowadays. And I don't know if it's because of the political climate, Trump being in office, the racial climate, or whatever is going on. You know what I'm saying? I do care a lot more. And if I care a lot more, LeBron is a lot younger than me. He's allowed to care a lot more too. Like, everybody's allowed to care a lot more, you know, because I care a lot more about politics nowadays. So this idea that you got a platform and a voice and you can't say what you feel. I've always been Mr. AKA say what I feel. That's always been my thing. You know, I started as a musician originally. First, Mr. Say What I Feel. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, speak your voice. Say what you feel. If you have a platform to do it, you know, if you don't have a platform, I mean, you're speaking to the choir because nobody's hearing you, you know. But, yeah, whoever that soccer player is, like, he comes from a place that doesn't – I don't know what the politics is like over there. But the politics is a lot different over here because, you know, we've dealt with slavery days, the Jim Crow days. People have been fighting for a lot of things in America, you know. And let me get into my last subject. You know, I always got to talk about LaMelo. Jersey on the way. LaMelo and Lonzo. One thing I noticed is Lonzo on that trip. Lonzo's trade talk, he's definitely stepped up the game. Plus, he also has to step up the game because Lil Brother's balling out. Lil Brother's 36-8 in the last 10 games. Lil Brother, I mean, I haven't heard anybody say anything bad about LaMelo. Nothing bad. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I watched the game the other day, the Heat, Pelicans versus Heat, and Lonzo played a great game. Lonzo's stepping up his game. He has to. Because Lil Brother's coming in outshining you. I mean, one thing LeVar got right was three times the charm. LaMelo is better. Lonzo could learn a thing or two from LaMelo as well as LaMelo learned some things or two from older brother. But I tell you what, man. Lonzo got to keep stepping it up, man. Because I think by the end of this year, LaMelo probably going to be averaging like 19 a game. He's like, you know, 15, 6 and 6 a game right now. He'll be at 19 a game. He keeps up this, you know, 20-something, 30-point a game barrages. LaMelo is definitely going to be averaging 19 a game. Yeah, I'm definitely excited for Charlotte Hornets basketball. Thank God New Orleans abandoned the Hornets. You know, for the Pelicans. I mean, the Pelicans. Is there even Pelicans in New Orleans? I don't know. I know there's Hornets in Charlotte, though. I know that much. And I know it was never the same when the Hornets left. But, yeah, so LaMelo and Lonzo. Lonzo got to step it up. Little brother's balling out. But Lonzo has definitely been – I have noticed he has been balling out a lot more 20-point games and whatnot. I don't really get into the plus minus all the time, man. I don't even know how that really works. Dudes be having 20-something points, and they be talking about 14, minus 14. I don't even get that, how you had 20-something points, and it's minus 14. You know, but once again, this is Paul Pickett, Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Facebook, like, Instagram TV, hit that follow. Twitter, hit that follow. Also, check out the audio version of the podcast, which goes to Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, Slacker, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and several other platforms as well. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. Be on the lookout for guests on here soon. Start trying to have some guests. I know a few local people that played in like the NFL and overseas and whatnot. So we'll start bringing in on some guests and whatnot. But yeah, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Be on the lookout every Wednesday. We're dropping a video every Wednesday. try to stay on track. Sometimes it's hard. Got the music promotion company. Also, don't forget to check out newlitter.com, the New Litter Apparel. Money never sleeps. New Litter Apparel. Also, we got the dog lover based t-shirts as well. IndieCastle.net. Check out promopalace.biz, planetplaylist.com. And I'm out.